Prabhupada is talking to devotees and encouraging them to cultivate the Kshatriya spirit. I'm just listening to a conversation and referring to that. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Rabindranath Tagore, of all people, who's very famous, of course, in India because he was a Nobel laureate, but at the same time a materialist and an atheist. Still, in relationship to some land acquisition in which devotees are expressing certain reservation that they were being threatened by antisocial elements, Prabhupada said, don't be afraid. Don't let yourself get intimidated. If they threaten you, you threaten them back. And the whole conversation ensues, which the Prabhupada is also talking about, our Kshatriya spirit. That devotees need to reflect this Kshatriya spirit. And then he quotes Rabindranath Tagore, saying, "One who does wrong and one who tolerates wrong, they are both wrong." In other words, Vaishnavas cannot tolerate wrong or injustice because it's an injustice to Krishna service. We cannot tolerate people interfering with the service of the Lord, and if necessary, here Prabhupada uses, well, if it's a last resort, then we may have to resort to violence. That is really a last resort, and may not be us who has to exert violence. There's a police force, but that is why we have our ashram. Tishi go raksha vanijo. In any case, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this point, that to tolerate wrong is also wrong. Devotees should not just be pacifists, should not just simply tolerate the wrongdoing of others, especially against the service of the Lord, but they should stand up for that which is truth. And of course, that's what Bhagavad Gita is about, and that's what Mahabharata is about. Krishna didn't want Arjuna to become a pacifist, and neither did Srila Prabhupada want us to become pacifists. And of course, much can be said about that. Still here in Dubai, and having a very wonderful experience in meeting devotees. Especially night before last, I had a program here at Yugo Kishore's home, and it was very nice. There was one lady who'd come with her whole family. Husband came to Yubrajadam when we had the festival for the altar completion, new altar completion, renovation of the altar completion, and while I was sort of getting ready for a little slideshow, she was expressing her real appreciation of standard of deity worship, cleanliness, and devotion that she witnessed both in Yubrajadam, well, especially in Yubrajadam, because that's where they were, and also Budapest, because they passed through there. And she said this thing that has to with grown pre-teenage boys. And she said, "My coming to New Rajadam, when I saw Radhisham, he says, I fell in love again, once again." And I thought that was a really very beautiful statement. She fell in love again with Radhisham. I think others also know that feeling. I asked her husband what she thought of that. He was fine. And of course, devotees in the Indian community, especially devotees here, have lots of, they visit, they travel a lot, they're all connected to India, they go to India, and then, of course, aside from going to India, they travel, especially during the summer season, when school's out, and it's really hot over here, then and they go to different places, like they visit ISKCON temples, they travel to India, and we've had different groups of devotees coming from Dubai, already in Hungary, and so they see temples, they see deity worship, and they recognize and appreciate quality when they see it, and it's very, very rewarding to see that, to see the type of response and appreciation that devotees show, the effect that it has on people when they know what deity worship is supposed to be. They know that this is the Supreme Lord. It's a little different than some of the tourists, Hungarian tourists or Europeans who come to visit New Vajradham. And they recognize, yes, the nicer standard of deity worship, the more auspicious the result for the worshippers and for those who participate in that, and we become extremely inspired to cultivate that standard of Krishna consciousness themselves, and inspires them in this case, and in the case of some others who visit, it just inspires them to be Krishna conscious. So it was a Hungarian podcast encouraging the Hungarian devotees that, yes, it's very much appreciated. People who know what deity worship should be very much appreciate that. Then Srila Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada wanted that we have a real high standard. One instance, installation of Rukmini Dwarkadi, Srila Prabhupada starts talking about Jagannath Mandir, and the many offerings that Jagannath gets, and starts to suggest that the deities should get new outfits every day, or even twice a day, new outfits. Why not? Ultimately, we are worshipping God, we're dealing with God, and God should get the best. He deserves the best. And by doing so, then our own devotion also blossoms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So a lot of nice things going on here. And it was very interesting. Yesterday we went for a walk with Shambhihari in a nearby park. I haven't seen a park like that either in London or certainly not in Budapest. So well taken care of, so well manicured, lawns, flowers everywhere, and an enormous lake, Sweetwater Lake, the walk around it was around 2 kilometers, so it gives you an idea that it was very big. And everywhere there are, on the roads, on the sidewalks, between the roads, highways, flowers, flower gardens, there's not, and this is a desert. Govinda Maharaj wrote him yesterday. He wrote back, yes, you can see this is the result of good management. And it's a fact. Good, strong organization and management. And you can even turn a desert into a paradise. At least it appears that that's what's taking place. No doubt it's not easy to maintain. And it inspires everyone else. There's no garbage here. Everything's clean and orderly. And the weather is very nice. It's 18 degrees. It's cool. Indeed, last night I got a bit of a chill just sitting outside in the desert. It was Krishna's mercy. So, once again, according to the Prabhupada quote, that to do wrong and to suffer wrong is both are wrong. Hare Krishna.